Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Apple Vis podcast. I'm your host, Troy Larson, and on this episode, I would like to explain and demonstrate a feature that Apple has added to Siri as a result of the COVID-19 outbreak. This feature will help you to determine how likely you are to have the coronavirus and what you should do about it. So, a couple of things I want to mention here before we get started. First, in order for this feature to work, you need to have Siri turned on, so go to Settings and then Siri to turn on Siri. And second, you can use Hey Siri to use this feature. Also, I'd like to note too that if you're unable to speak, you can type to Siri to use this feature as well. Let me explain to you how this works. Based upon the answers you give to a few simple questions, you will receive one of three responses. The first response, if you have no symptoms, she will say that you are at low risk of having the virus, but you should also wash your hands and stay away from other people, and if you need more information, you can visit the CDC's website. And I should note that this is being recorded in the U.S. I do not know what will happen in other countries. The second response is, if you have mild symptoms, Siri will respond that you should stay home. And there will be an option if you're to swipe to the right on your screen. You can double tap an option that will take you to the App Store for some telehealth apps. The third option is, if your symptoms are severe, Siri will give you the option to call 911. So now, let me demonstrate to you how this works. Do I have the coronavirus?
If you're worried you might have coronavirus, a few questions can help you understand your situation. Ready to begin?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any of the following? Fever, dry cough, or trouble breathing?
No.
Have you been in close contact with someone who tested positive for coronavirus?
No.
You may be at lower risk for coronavirus right now, but stay vigilant for symptoms such as fever, dry cough, or trouble breathing. Wash your hands regularly for 20 seconds, and avoid close contact with people outside your household. Remember, people who don't feel sick can still be contagious. For more information, visit the CDC's website.
So basically, just respond to the questions that you are asked and take action based upon what Siri says or you feel you need to do. I hope you have found this episode helpful. I am your host, Troy Larson. Stay safe, everybody. Take care, and so on.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple Vis. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple Vis website at www.applevis.com, where you can also contact the Apple Vis team.